Susan Blackmore discounts such criticism, arguing, Robert Onger challenged us to provide an existence proof for memes or to come up with supported, unique predictions from meme theory. I suggest that no existence proof is required because memes are defined as information that is copied from person to person. So, as long as you admit that imitation occurs, they must exist. In that case, memes are not mental genes or viruses after all, but the mere fact of imitation. For those not convinced that this explanation gives the meme independent legitimacy, she goes on to argue that the large human brain was designed by evolution for the benefit of both genes and memes. Under the circumstances, that is like saying that Earth was designed for the benefit of both humans and leprechauns. Actually, Dawkins has backed off memes somewhat, a fact that Daniel Dennett has noticed. Dennett suggests that Dawkins had to backtrack because sociobiology, evolutionary psychology's predecessor, is currently unpopular. But McGrath offers, I think it rests more on growing realization of the massive evidential underdetermination of the thesis. The memes for memes and assorted other exotics. Viruses of the mind and the whole science of memetics represent a major paradigm shift in the science of the mind. Richard Brody, Virus of the Mind. Memetics is surely a very immature science at present, if a science at all. Robert Onger, Darwinizing Culture. Actually, in a materialist culture, the meme needed only to be introduced. It did not need to be demonstrated. For example, Robert Onger toyed with the idea of a new discipline of neuromemetics in The Electric Meme, 2002. As philosopher William L. Benson noted, the neuroscientific literature does not address memes, so it is irrelevant to Onger's enterprise. But no matter, the idea was too good to pass up. Similarly, Joseph Giovannoli's The Biology of Belief, 2000, would persuade us of the existence of psychogenes, beliefs with the properties of genes. And Howard Bloom in The Lucifer Principle, 1997, argues that memes are ideas, snatches of nothingness that leap from mind to mind, that somehow morph into a force that makes society very hungry. Hungry for trouble, apparently.